This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2019. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 30th, Albania, Argentina, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Germany, Indonesia, Korea South and North, Mali, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Spain, Turkey, UK, USA, dangers of 5G, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, on January 27th, Harold Froge, Ivo Ivanov, and I noted that WRMI had reactivated its former 25-meter band frequency 11580 instead of 15770, notably including the Radio Tirana Albania relay at 2030 UT. Ivo soon assumed this applied to the entire span of 15770, which had been 12 until 23 UT, and that should be an improvement, lower frequency propagating better both to Europe, where it's aimed, and off the side across North America. However, the next day, 15770 was resumed, so we're not sure if 11580 was a test or a mistake, but in any event, if you find 15770 missing, try again on 11580. The other Radio Tirana relay is at 0230 UT on 9395, which is aimed north-northwest from Okeechobee. I'm afraid that most of the time the MUF has fallen below there, so we can't really hear it in this direction to the northwest. But could it be heard somewhere else? This also applies to the Argentina relay, the only one in English, at 02 UT, also on 9395. On January 29th, I checked some remote receivers, Kiwi SDRs. First, I thought it might be making it to Bogota, Colombia, off the back of the beam from Florida, but no. Nor was it really audible on several in eastern North America until I got far enough away for a good skip distance and not too far off the azimuth in western New York. So if you're trying to hear the 02 to 03 broadcast of Albania and Argentina on 9395, you might try the KF2DA SDR. Even better, at least in the winter, would be for WRMI to switch that hour from 9395 to 5800 following the Spanish-Argentina relay. On UT January 26th at 0235, while Samaniv in Victoria, B.C. says, looks like Emisoras Pio 12 is back from Bolivia. A strong carrier measured on 5952.458, but weak audio. Not sure when I last saw them reported, he says. Harold Froge in Michigan was also detecting some audio at 0237, but raspy interference, which he says is a pulse jammer. I was reminded that there used to be a Cuban jammer against Radio Republica in Costa Rica, which was on slightly above 5954. If you still hear jamming around there, that's the legacy of that era, which the Cubans prolong. By the time I tuned in, however, I was not hearing any trace of it, nor on subsequent nights earlier in our evenings. So it appears Radio Pio 12 is still quite irregular, but if it does show up, if anything shows up around 5952.5, far too close to WRMI, it's likely Radio Pio 12, so you may want to keep checking. Ron Howard in California replies, and during the original report, very nice to hear them again after a considerable absence, around 0216 to 0237, it went off the air shortly after that. It was extremely poor. They did not close with the usual whistling Colonel Bogey March that I was especially listening for. Ron Howard also reports on NBC Bougainville 3325, January 28th, a day with decent reception. Heard from 1117 until off at 1206 UT. There was a DJ in Pigeon playing a variety of pop tunes. 1155 at time check for 5 till 11. NBC Bougainville, Maus Blong Sun Come Up, which means Voice of the Sunrise. ID broadcasting on 3.325. and FM 95.5. Using English at 12 UT after the news, NBC Radio ID relayed from Port Moresby and then cut off the air in mid-song. January 28th at 2355, I had a JBA, just barely audible carrier, on 3365 from Radio Cultura de Araraquara, São Paulo, Brazil. It had been reported active lately. Dan Robinson said he had been hearing it since 2330 via several Northeast U.S. SDRs and with huge signals via remote receivers nearby in Brazil. I also listened via a remote for the next half hour or so, but it was off by midnight 30 UT on that occasion. Time has been running out to DX, this rarely active station. Karel Hunzik in Czechia had reported it as an NID January 26th and the 27th, before and after midnight UT. He put up a clip which certainly sounded Brazilian to me. Rudolf Grimm nearby in São Paulo explained, Radio Cultura 3365 uses the 90-meter band signal this time of year when the city's soccer team plays in the annual state soccer championship. And he heard a strong signal the day before. It's kept on the air only during the football match and then deactivated. Also, the announcer had informed that it would be migrating from AM 790 to FM on January 30th, so the 90-meter signal might also be closing permanently on that same day. Another game in the football championship is scheduled the following night, starting at midnight 30 UT, Thursday, January 30th, as Alan Pennington pointed out in the British DX Club. And many of us were hearing that via various remotes when necessary, possibly for the very last time. Wolfgang Büschel measured it 49 hertz above 3365 at 2314. And Bruce Churchill in California found it was getting into the remote receiver in Western Iceland pretty well. Such silly ballgame coverage, I question why the station is named Cultural. They have a token website with nothing on it except reference to their disgraced FB site, which is quite active, but there's nothing about programming there. I don't see anything indicating it is cultural. Another Brazilian, Voz Missionaria, one of the few left on the 31-meter band, nominal 9665, had been off frequency slightly below there. But on January 19th, it was way up on 9667.478. By January 24th, I measured it back down a bit, 9666.553. That was at midnight 43 UT with Brazoguese preaching. Every DX catch, a potential learning experience. One day to find out more about the First Nations in Canada is picking up their long-wave beacons in very remote locations, such as on 274 kHz January 27th at 0740 UT, I heard Dash and YPM, which is a 25-watt beacon at Pikangikum, Ontario. That is an Ojibwe First Nation in the northwestern corner of the province. In RCDX News reports that CHHA Toronto, 1610 kHz, has applied for a construction permit to raise power to 10 kilowatts day and night. It's currently only 6.25 kilowatts with different directional patterns, but it gets out very well on what is virtually a clear channel across North America, except, of course, for low-power driver's information or highway advisory radio stations. 6997 USP is a frequency for a CFARS net, which is like our MARS, paramilitary contacts. I heard this at 2215, January 26th, Sunday. Net control was in Winnipeg, CIW 509, taking check-ins by segments in the 600s and 700s. January 27th at 1505, I found no signal from Trenton Military, CHR, on 15034 USB. That's flight weather, even though at that time CHU on 14670 was coming in well. And I just realized that CHR had not been encountered lately in random band scanning. I left a radio on 15034 and there was still nothing in the following half hour, nor at further checks, nor on their night frequency 6754 USB. So, are they permanently off the air, temporarily? We have no idea, but that should at least save a lot of commuting expense for the announcer they share with Gander. Something's always wrong at Radio Cuba. January 25th at 0236, I found wide spur blobs about 17 kHz above and below Radio Progreso 4765, which itself was overmodulated and distorted at 30 over 9, that is around 4748 and 4782. I could hear a trace of the same musical audio on these extremely distorted signals, which, by the way, were QRMing CODAR. Something's always wrong at the incompetent Dentro-Cuban jamming command. January 25th at 23:33, pulse jamming centered on 9565 against Radio Marti, which is on the air earlier on that frequency, was splattering out to 9540 below and 9588 above. As the Cubans don't give a damn about collateral damage, they are pariahs on the HF bands. Of course, something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, but this week I'll spare you the details which are in my almost daily log reports. Alan Gale in England tells the World of Radio Group that Radio Waves International is on channel 292, Germany 6070, from 08 until 22 UT all day, Wednesday, January 29th, followed at 20 to 21 by some new program called The Ghoul, which I assume is a free radio station. He says channel 292 seems to be having a few more of these special Wednesday extended broadcasts in the coming weeks, between 08 and 20 UT. According to their schedule on Wednesday, February 5th, it's Just Right. On February 12th, Super Clan Radio. February 19th, Radio Ohne Namen, without a name. And on February 26th, Goldrausch Diamonds. Besides Bougainville, Ron Howard, California, reports on the other 3325 station, Voice of Indonesia, via Palangkaraya. But he's now hearing also their other frequency, 4750, which was used for many years by RRI Makassar. He says, I'm now daily hearing both, so they certainly improved their transmitter and or antenna. On Sunday, January 26th, spotlight for the week ended at 1312 in English. Then today in history, about a strong earthquake in India. He says they've been parallel at various times. One of the best times to hear it is before the start of Bangladesh Betar at 1228. With their interval signal on 4750. As the Union of Asian DXers at FB says, the consensus of both Tim Braille in Malaysia and Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka is that 4750 is still at Makassar and has certainly been improved. Best reception Victor has had in the past 3 years. However, this reply comes from Dave Kenny in England. He says, the RRI engineer, Syafruddin Azb, recently posted some photos on the WRTH FB page of the 4750 installation with this note. Delta match antenna shortwave 4750 kHz and transmitter shortwave 10,000 watts Omnix for Chimangas, Depok. Chimangas is the key word here. That was, and apparently still is, the main transmitter site near Jakarta, a Voice of Indonesia, which was deactivated of its high-power transmitters several years ago. So apparently, according to him, 4750 is no longer in Makassar. By the way, that site is spelt CIMANGGIS. This is the non-commercial, non-communist, non-Christian media magazine, World of Radio 2019. We do depend on your financial support, which may be sent not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Ron Howard researches this week's frequency changes as of Monday, January 27th, for the clandestines from South to North Korea. Voice of the People, especially good reception on 3475 when he checked during the English lesson at 11:36. Also parallel on 3905, 3930, 4450, 6520, and 6600. While its companion station Echo of Hope, abbreviated VOH, was heard on 3985, 4885, 5995, 6250, 6350, and 9100. Meanwhile, here's a frequency for a corresponding clandestine from North to South Korea, Echo of Unification, reported by Rudolfi Grimm in Brazil, 3495, January 26th at 2328. January 25th at 2327, I had a 25 over 9 signal in Chinese on 7295. That's China Radio International, that hour only relayed via Mali. It's their final transmission of the day. Too bad for hams, who favor 7295 in vicinity, in their 40-meter band for AM transmissions. Even without antennas designed for North America, Mali could be a good replacement for the defunct Albanian relays. Don't give them ideas, Glenn. By the way, this same hour, HFCC has imaginary wooden registrations on 7295 for Russia and Indonesia. Are certain administrations so vain as to make such claims season after season, hoping no one will notice? Yet real stations from many countries not buying into HFCC are overlooked. On Saturday, January 25th, McDelmage in Alberta found Radio New Zealand on 9700 at 18UT with news, weather, and their morning program. It closed at 1858 with an excellent signal, but they're not scheduled on that frequency at that time. Saturdays, it's supposed to stay on 6115 all the way until 1958. So we'll see if that happens again following Saturdays. All other days of the week, they're in DRM instead on other frequencies. Ivo Ivanov says from 1751 on 9780 instead of 11690. At 1851 to 1958, 11690 instead of 13840. On 8989 USB, January 25th at 2329, I was hearing a sermon in Spanish from the fisherman preacher El Predicador. That's an hour later than he's usually reported, thought to be in Nicaragua or somewhere in the waters near Nicaragua. And as I was listening, he broke into song just to be sure no one could mistake him for legitimate aeronautical communications in their band. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports an additional frequency for the buzzer, UVB-76, from Russia, not only 4625 USB, but also heard on 9250. Well, actually, as Christian Milling and I point out, that's the second harmonic of 4625. Ivo was hearing it at 1350 and again at 1500. Some long reports from Russian media via Rusty X. Radio Liberty decides to register in Russia as a foreign media agent. They sent documents to the tax service registering as a legal entity in Russia to comply with the law. Additional regulation of media foreign agents, according to what the head of the Russian service told Interfax. Jamie Fly, president of RFERL, considers the inclusion of their projects in the register of media agents an attempt to silence independent media in Russia and deprive the audience of access to information that is not under the control of the Kremlin. January 26th at 2224, I found an extremely distorted squealy spur of a broadcaster around 9281.6. Probably coming out of some other station on the 31-meter band, so on a second radio I started looking. It was not matching 9350, 9395, 9455, or 9565. But finally, I do get a match of modulation peaks and pauses with Spain on 9690, 408.4 kilohertz away. And there may have been a trace of a match on the high side around 10099. It seems that Voice of Turkey is missing as much as is there for the English to North America at 23UT on 5960. Here's what I noticed the past week, although I did not check absolutely every night. It was missing on January 25th, 27th, and 28th. But on January 29th, it was on the air, and in fact, when that happens, there's a good chance it will stay on past midnight UT for German, as was expected this time, as well as after January 24th into 25th. Via Rusty X, we see that Konstantin Barsenkov in St. Petersburg has a very nice website illustrating some of the beautiful artistic QSLs from Voice of Turkey and many, many other stations. You can see them at qsl-review.blogspot.com. Now let's bounce back to the ugly side of Voice of Turkey. Gianni Serra in Roma, Italy, reports hearing Voice of Turkey, presumed in Turkish, varying around 11497.56, January 19th from 1010 until 1050. Extremely variable frequency, between 11497.56 to 0.51 in about 3 minutes. Possibly it was intended as a jammer, and the frequency continued to shift. By the time he tuned out, they were down to 11495.08, but not heard on the following days, January 20th to 23rd. From the BBC's own website and also from The Guardian via Chuck Alverson, BBC announces 450 jobs will go in newsroom shakeup to cover fewer stories and centralize programming making in an effort to save 80 megapounds. Executives warn that the organization is facing an unprecedented threat to its future. The head of news, Fran Unsworth, announced journalists would increasingly be pooled in centralized teams rather than working for specific programs, with an increased emphasis on online output rather than TV and radio stations. Newsnight, Radio 5 Live, the World Service's English language output, and the Victoria Derbyshire program will be among the worst affected individual stations and shows. But the impact will be felt across the board, with management still deciding where hundreds of redundancies will fall. The corporation was covering about 100 different news stories a day across all its output, but this was overwhelming the public, and many of them were not reaching their intended audiences. Fran Unsworth said, producing fewer stories means we have to be a smaller organization, emphasizing the BBC was under attack from changing media habits, claims of bias, and threats to its funding. She emphasized the BBC needed to increase its online audience if it wanted to justify charging the £154.5 license fee to under-35s who've largely abandoned traditional television news bulletins, even if this is opposed by commercial publications. If we don't stick to our guns, the BBC will run out of money. One of the programs likely to be hit by this is World Update. Charles Hardish says it's one of the best BBC World Service news programs. One can only hope a comparable program will take its place. The BBC is a sad shadow of its former self, not least the World Service. It needs urgent reformatting, says Michael in the UK, slimmed down so-called entertainment, much of which should be relegated to commercial providers. Improve news, information, and educational output, its charter remit. Harold Frogen, Michigan, reports hearing the Doolittle Net on 6224 USB, January 28th from 2232 until off at 2251. There were unidentified fishing boats, presumably on the Atlantic coast. Locations mentioned included Norman's Cay in the Bahamas, Allen's Area in Highbourne. They talked about catching snapper, lobster, bullheads, and herring for bait. Complained about tourists and speedboats. One mentioned buying dime bags, which is apparently $10 bags of fish, rather than street pharmaceuticals. At closing, they said they would be back tomorrow night. On January 28th, after 07UT, I came across the Triple H Net on 7190 LSB. Apparently the point of this net is helping people work all states and earn a certificate. Saturday, January 25th at 1517, I came across a Civil Air Patrol net on 7341 USB. Too close to Cuba, 7340, except it was so weak it was not really a problem. Colorful calls starting with Starfish, Tornado, Red Cloud, and Bluebird, which correspond to stations in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. VOA North Carolina is on the air only 1 hour on 11720 in English, 21UT, and it's very well heard even off the back here in deep North America during a music hour. However, VOA program schedule does not show any details about what kind of music is on each day, which I've been trying to figure out. On a Monday, I heard Soul Lounge, and of course we know that music time in Africa is on Fridays. Rick Barton heard country music on Sunday. Other days it may just be just plain VOA 1 rock music with Larry London. The first WRMI broadcast of World of Radio each week is Fridays at 23UT on 9955. Unfortunately, Cuban Jamming insists on running then, even though we're not in Spanish and have nothing to do with exiles. There might be a better chance to hear it if you listen via a remote receiver. I found the one in Bogota, Colombia. Picks it up with a very strong signal and no jamming audible there. What I said earlier about Albania at 0230 on 9395, via remote receiver in New York would also apply to World of Radio on UT Mondays. Besides an unexpected appearance on 11580 I mentioned earlier, another WRMI frequency seemed to have come back, 4980. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reported January 27th at 0315. Religious music and English talk on that frequency formerly used by WRMI, but we have not heard it since. As of January 30th, World's Last Chance has been off one more week. Nothing to be heard on 9330. Anomaly from WEWN, January 25th at 0644. I was surprised to hear them in English instead of Spanish on 5970. I guess because of ham news shows of widely variable lengths preceding it, the start time of the theater organ music show on WTWW varies widely. On UT Sunday, January 26th on 5085, it started at 0119, while the week before it was closer to 0100. However, it was a repeat of the previous week's show. The summary for AWR Wavescan, December 29th, mentions that WINB has three DRM transmitters, each for a separate frequency, and each of 15 kilowatts. I find this strange, as we never hear them on more than one frequency at a time, and 13690 and 7315 sound much stronger than only 15 kilowatts. And in fact, they are registered as 50 kilowatts. This could explain why reception of 1530 WCKY Cincinnati has been degraded lately. NRCDX News reports that a special temporary authority has been granted for them to run non-directional 50 kilowatts day and 12.5 kilowatts at night instead of 50 kilowatts and directional at night. The transmission line to one of their night towers has failed. This also might make it easier to hear the VOA relay in Saint-Thomé, signing off around 22 and on around 03UT. There may be wall-to-wall coverage of the trial of acting President Trump on cable TV, somewhat less on major network TV, but I've been tuning around the entire medium wave band in the evenings during prime time and hearing hardly any live coverage of that rather important event on AM stations. I did hear it for a little while on 2 from Texas, 820 and 1290. Mention pirates and pirate enthusiasts. Mike Turry forwards a release from the White House indicating that impeached President Trump did sign into law January 24th, H.R. 583, the Pirate Act, preventing illegal radio abuse through enforcement. May I recommend a program on KSFR Santa Fe? 5G technology, no ordinary upgrade. Critics say it may change life as we know it. A two-part interview on Wake Up Call. You might search on that name or on M.K. Mendoza, the host of the program, an interview with Harvard professor and author Shoshana Zuboff. It uses our personal data as raw material to be exploited and mined to predict human behavior. Once it hits the secondary market, there is zero accountability for how that data may be used. It can end up in the hands of totalitarian governments. The propagation outlook from Boulder. ANKNC is mostly 5 and 2, but somewhat unsettled, for a peak of 8 and 3 on February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Solar flux 74, declining to 71 between February 6th and 13th, before climbing slightly again to 73 by February 21st. And that's World of Radio 2019. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening, and hear me again next week when I conclude with another standard disclaimer.